Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, you're listening to Air It Out Radio.
Hello guys, you're listening to Let's Talk with Jackie Baby live on Air It Out Radio. This is the co-hostess with the mostest, 95 North.
And I'm your girl, Jackie Baby.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of The Crazy with the Abner family.
Speaking of the Abner family, we bring our little radio baby in today to help us host. And I say radio baby because you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the radio. Do you want to introduce yourself? Uh-huh. And how old are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Rain. Well, nice to meet you. She says she's 9 months old. So we got a great show today, Londo.
Great show today. We have Dynasty coming through tonight.
All right, more family.
More family.
Which is going to be great. It's
going to be a turnout and a little nice reunion.
Right. They always have a good time when they come. Always. So I was thinking, right, with my brain.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have something to add to that, Rain? Okay, we'll come back to her. So I was thinking, right? When we interview them, I saw this video earlier, right? This kid was sitting in a diner with convenient, like the diner thieves are coming, right? With a Make America Great hat on again, right? So this guy, walks up to him and snatches the hat on off the kid's head and pours a drink all over him, right? So I want to know, what the diner thieves, how they will react if, you know, they got to talk to one of these Make America Great Again people. So I invited a secret guest. He's a Trump supporter. And I want to sit him down with the diner thieves, and I want to have them talk. So, you know, we can get both sides of the fence. You know, you rarely see that. You only see one side or the other. So I think it would be a great show if we let them, you know, talk to this guy.
So you invited a secret guest, and it's also a secret from me.
Surprise! So,
does he have any music? Is he an artist?
No, he's just white.
He just
supports Donald Trump, and that's what got him on the show. So we're gonna sit, his name is Bill. So we're gonna sit Bill down. I assure Bill safety. I told him nobody's gonna hurt him. You know, he can come and we can have a civilized conversation.
So how did you meet Bill? Did you just walk by and saw his?
No, I go to Wawa a lot. With my job. Yeah, he was in Wawa, and you know, we got to talking, and next thing you know, he's on my show.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting indeed. So, you know, I can't wait to see how they react to him and, you know, what the conversation is going to be. Rain, do you have anything to add to that? Yeah, and that's all she has to add.
So, does he know that this is kind of like a hip-hop show?
Yes, I give him all the particulars, all the details. He feels like like his people are being ousted, like they don't have a chance to. And Rain doesn't agree with that. I know, baby, but you know, he feels like that people are being hurt by what's going on, and he wants to clear air.
I'm a Trump supporter. I saw that at a post this year. Like, he was interesting post. A lot of people not celebrating the 9/4.
Right.
And a lot of people celebrating July 4th that I was taught with celebrate July 4th.
It's very confusing times. Right? Everybody's confused. Our neighbors were out till what, like 11 o'clock at night, setting off thousands of dollars worth of. Really, I kind of fell asleep. Like, I kind of got used to the noise, and I just fell back to sleep.
I thought I was at home.
Yeah, it sounded like it. And which is not fun for anybody. I'm pretty sure a lot of people lost their fingers. So, you know, I don't know that they should have been out there celebrating the 4th of July when this country let over 4,000 Puerto Ricans die a few months ago. We're not even talking about...
Our neighbors are not Puerto Ricans.
Most of them are. The ones with the Honda Civics setting off the fireworks, they are.
They have
a Honda Civic.
Okay. So you know our immediate neighbors.
No, our immediate neighbors were hiding in the house. They did not come outside.
Okay.
They don't do that. They don't celebrate until the Chinese New Year. And then that's when.
I don't think they're fighting either.
Well, this just got awkward. Marie, what do you think about the celebrations last night? Okay.
Did you celebrate
the 4th
of July before?
I don't celebrate the 4th of July. No, I don't. It's not a holiday for me or my people, so I don't. Huh?
You went to war.
I did. But I wasn't over there because I love America.
You were there. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
You know why I went to war.
So no barbecue, no food, no swimming in pools.
No, none of that. Well, Rainey got to swim in her first swimming pool.
Okay.
So she had a good time with that. Right, Rainey? You had fun?
Oh.
You see? That was her dive. She just showed you.
Oh, wow.
She's pretty good.
So, Bill, what time is Bill getting here?
Bill should arrive shortly after the diner. He lives close by. Of course, he lives right in Mayfair. So, you know, as soon as they get here.
Mayfair is not close by.
Well, it's close enough.
Mayfair is further than that.
Well, I mean, it's about a it's like a 5-minute drive.
No.
No. As soon as they come in, settle down, we'll talk to them about some music. And then I don't want them to feel ambushed by Bill. I want to let them know, like, hey, I want to bring in Bill. And I want to get both sides. Would you guys be comfortable talking to Bill?
So
is
that going to mean you're starting a fight?
I'm not starting a fight. It doesn't have to be a fight. I'm not instigating. I ain't like, oh. This ain't my instigator face. I wouldn't bring that man out of his house here to be hurt intentionally just because he loves Trump. Yeah, but I'm just saying. All right, well, then, you know, we better come with it. He seemed pretty tenacious, so I think they're going to have their hands full with this guy. He had a lot of rebuttal. That's why I invited him. I was like, this guy is hilarious. His right-wing views are pretty funny.
So we're in for a very interesting night.
Yes, we are. You know, that's why I didn't want to advertise it. I was like, you know what? Make our guest host Rain a surprise. And also make Bill a surprise. And Rain has a lot to say. She is a natural.
Rain is definitely natural, so
Rain
is here because we just came out of the hospital.
Right, our little baby.
She's
very
sick lately. She's
getting her
teeth fixed.
She's super excited. Right, so. She is turned up. Rain was born for this, and because of this, and because of internet radio. So welcome home, baby.
Rain looks quite beautiful today. What does your shirt say?
It says, certified daddy's girl.
Of course it
would
say that.
Of course, that was the one I put on. I was like, I was in her drawers. I was like, skip mommy, mommy, skip mommy, skip mommy, skip mom. Oh, look, daddy, the one you bought. Thanks.
You're welcome. You can come out of the
pack. So, yeah, she's pretty excited to be here. She's ready to ask some questions and maybe ask Bill a few questions.
So, since Rainey's here, let's ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Put you on the spot.
Yay.
Since you're a daddy now.
Go, baby.
How does it feel to be a daddy now?
It's indescribable. Unless you were a father, you wouldn't understand.
So, before you were a father... You
ever taken
Jesus
away? No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
So did you get that? You did have that
beam. I did. Shout out to your boss. I definitely got that beam of information soon as she was born. Like, I was like, so her boss told me, when the baby's born, you're automatically going to know what to do. Don't worry. The information is going to beam right down to your head. So I was like, all right. She was born, I automatically knew what temperature she needed to sleep at, what time to change her diaper, feed her, rotate the pillows and sheets, hypoallergenic, non-dry, skin-out lotion, everything. It was all in my brain already.
So what's been the most difficult part about being
a dad? Going to work.
Going to work.
Yep.
The easiest part?
Coming home. I think our little co-hostess with the mostest is leaving us a gift, so we might have to take a break while we wait for our guests to get here.
We're going to put some of our guest music, Designer Beats. We're going to put on Nico Demo, that is Designer Beats, Zombie, and Jihad. The song, again, is called Nico Demo. Stay tuned.
Say bye. Say bye.
Man, you're so good at this. You like hosting? I got a cold brown situation. You still owe me. This is a
you the one says you wanna all of me. Falling in love with a prophecy. Spent a long night at the embassy. Flipping this dick like Santa King. You said I could bring a friend with me. And I can bring the pussy like a felony. Preferably, it's melody. She can check out my melody. I can move the crowd like Mary. Rock Kim, I'm hot Kim. Ain't no stopping him. Big Daddy. Tough game room, but a caddy. With pussy, can prove it. That thing, walk the doors. I'm big like an one in the pipe when he held in the strip. I know dope fiends that really want to chip. And got a ring and they stayed on their dip. Play, what you know good? Bad bitches in the back row, no good. Purple haze in the back row, smoke good. Go good like President Oakwood, go good, so good.
We be making moves, I see you niggas faking moves. I keep the acres, that's the tool that make your body shake and groove. This nigga demo, he a goon. See you eating with my spoon. Rolling up and blowing fumes when I walk into a room. Bitches hug me, give me shrooms on my way up to the moon. Air you out like a balloon. I'm in my zone, I'm in my tomb. Resurrecting your buffoons, can't pick it out the womb. Resurrecting your buffoons, can't even make it out the womb.
See my hood, love me, put it back, my name good. Money, nigga, he right, got a full tummy. What you drinking on there, little buddy? Look, this how I felt up till now the app in the background check. Resume good, I'ma hire myself. Hustler, baby, ride for myself, I'ma ride for myself. So listen up, roadie, dog, you the phony. Yo, I tried to Tony me on me, getting frony. Air my voice, fucking slowly, your homie. Ride my dick like a pony, stuff like a fence, fucking your face like Joni. All in my life, no matter where that I go, I made it, niggas be hating, but they think I don't know. That's why I keep my shit loaded. I'ma take you to war, take it for what it's worth, cause I can't take it no more. That's what I keep referring to, in front of the corner store. Kill me, nigga, I don't deserve the law. Murder me, nigga, I'll murder y'all. My concern up, man, can't turn it off. My concerns is y'all. Babies and bras, I'm ashamed of y'all. You not on my page, I don't hang with y'all. I don't bang with y'all. I'll pick the hammer up and do the same to y'all.
Truth like Eagle 99 is nigga demo. I do grind. I tell them bitches I am fine. I keep that money on my mind. I grind and grind and grind and grind. Hustle harder every time. It's me, Slick, G, and Baka. Rolling proper, hopper. I kill old that K and bang that chopper. Cock it, pop it, knock your block off with that rocket. Out of pocket, rolling up and blowing traffic. Bitches jocking, come on, stop it. Bitches jocking, come on, stop it. Niggas watching, we be blocking. Get that profit, fuck that nonsense.
This is a
thing.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
are back. You're listening to Air Out Radio with Papa Jackie Davey and our finalist. My name is Jackie Davey.
And I'm the co-hostess with the Mostess, 95 North. Also in the building, our special guest host for the evening.
Baby.
Say hi. All right,
so I'm here with my natural hair out all day.
Right.
I got the curls out popping.
Right.
Got a little fro going, What do you think about natural hair versus
That is a terrible thing to do with your life. You want to rock a promo rate? Like, just let the hair go. Just be bald. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I walk up and see a promo, I'm going to blow it so I can go to the other side. That's just what type of person I am. Yeah.
Okay, so based on that, what is acceptable?
If it's bald, then shave it off.
Oh.
If you got it, flaunt it. You ain't clean, run away.
So it's okay to be,
Yeah.
Like, you know, how about those guys that get your eyebrows done?
Oh, Bob. If you get your eyebrows done, that is a direct violation of man code. Like, how are you walking around the streets and you want somebody to be scared of you and you got pencil point fucking eyebrows, bro? Come on, we're not doing that.
What's the difference between that and getting your beard
shaved
up? Or your little
angel? Or your
little
angel? No, look, whatever. It's still a violation of man code. You touch my eyebrows, we rumbling. Don't do that. That's so gay.
How?
Girl, that's like good stuff. It's like, you asking me basically to have a fucking tea party with you after I go get my haircut. Like, what are you doing?
Really out of pocket, like,
then that's how you was born, bro. What you want to have sneaky eyebrows for? Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Ray loves my joke. That's how you was born, homie. You gotta leave the room. It's you. What you doing out there trying to get your eyebrows done? That's like when dudes that put the cuts on the eyebrows. Like, what are y'all doing out here? Like, what is y'all doing in these streets? We're not doing that. So if you go to the Dominican bar and get your shit shaped up, don't let them touch your eyebrows. Stop. Because as man code, it's a clear violation of the man code. Rainey, what do you have to say? That's not food, baby. Okay. She gonna slap you. Yeah, she gonna whoop on you if you do that. Whoop on you. And for everybody that's wondering, we already told her how to write right. That's why she know how to fight.
Right.
Ray,
you know how to write. What
she said that she has a 12-page dissertation on social economics.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Oh wow.
So yes. Nose hairs, you gotta keep the nose hairs clean. It's just like a shape up with the beard. That's how the nose hairs looking like jungle leaves. That's not cool.
Mustache, okay?
Mustache, all that side. That's all a part of male grooming. Anything that goes over into the female side, we got a problem. Eyebrows, we got a problem.
What about getting their face
matched? I was just going into that.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Well, there's certain men that have
hair
in the under
cheek.
Maybe
because
they're very, very hairy men.
Neanderthals. You were born a caveman, bro. You were born a caveman. Float that. If I had hair on my face, I would walk up to give me sandwich. I would be a boss.
How about hair to you?
That's old man stuff. That's stuff you can't avoid. But you groom that. No, you groom that like you do with the nose. You just trim it down, make sure you can hear it. Because everything going to be muscle like that. Right?
All right. So,
and just
a piece of yours is women are female eyebrows okay?
But
when they get painted on?
Oh, no, she didn't ask me about my pet peeve for women. Oh, Lord. How much time we got? Okay, so there's where do I start? Wow. Pet peeves with women. Wow. This is good like a bigger book than like what's wrong with me book, like trying to figure it out. That book is like 90,000 pages thick. Oh, you know what? I don't have any pet peeves. I love you so much.
What?
Yes, guys. Look in the married section of the guy code. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
The
people
just got a lot smaller and turned into nothing.
It was nothing. It was, you know what? It was a silly joke.
So if eyebrows are okay, why are you always wiping my eyebrows?
Because it's fun.
It's fun.
We just do shit.
It's fun to have
you crazy. Baby, if you had a pet rate, I would have it.
Okay.
Yeah, pet rate.
Hide it for me?
I'd have had to.
You gonna have me hopping around
here for
my
pay legs? Yeah, tell me that ain't so funny shit.
That's funny. That's what you didn't see ever.
That's so entertainment. I think I would go viral.
You go viral.
Pet rate.
My,
my. Brady has something to say. And what else? She's focusing right now. Tell him, baby. No, you can't eat it. You gotta focus. All right.
Is that for everyone who's on my line? Baby, baby, baby. You guys rock. Thank you for tuning in to all our crazy stuff. We're here at Air It Out Radio. I'm Jackie Baby. And
I'm on Daddy Baby.
Yeah. If you want to listen to this radio show in its entirety.
Just www.airitoutradio.net.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not here.
Maybe we should do a show in Spanish.
Wow, I know like 4 Spanish words.
Well, that's okay. We'll have a translator in the building.
I like that.
We have a Spanish artist. We have a Spanish artist in the
building. We do. Shout out to Tango.
Tango is not in the city.
That's my friend, though.
From Puerto Rico.
But he's my friend.
He's your friend?
Yes.
Where?
We play Jenga on weekends. We call it Shinga.
No.
Yeah. No, not dominoes, because we get really heated. And one time we got in some shit and phone said we come with dominoes, so we don't play. We're very passionate about that game. Yes, we're very passionate. So that's the phone say story if anybody was wondering. Dominoes, Tango got it on, too many shots. Copy, copy. It was, yeah. I don't know. It was like that. It was crazy. You know, what can you do? So, yeah, I know a lot of Spanish singers. Lucien Yande, I've been to their birthday baby showers.
What?
Yeah. Me and Pitbull FaceTime all the time. When he's on the road. Because he's my friend. On Facebook. He followed me back. I am now Spanish.net.
Facebook.
So yeah, that's my Facebook story and my Pitbull story and my Whiskey and Young Girl story. And that's the Ponce story. We don't call that the Tango. We call it the Ponce. So now we can ask you some questions when we come back from our commercial break, because I'm going to put you on the spot. The bright spot. Huh?
Where's Bill?
Did you like to talk to Bill?
I need to call Bill.
Okay, I'll call Bill. We're going on commercial break. Rainy, you got anything to say?
Hi.
That's all she has to say. We'll see you in a minute here at Air It Out Radio.
Feeling the pressure, be like no pressure. I be thinking the ways, but they do not get it. So custom I am, but I am not fitted. In the room full of niggas, but I am not in it. It's a sea full of sharks, but I do not swim it. She gave me a number, ain't put the last digit. And these are the problems I gotta deal with it. Running up the steps, feel like Rocky, I'm trying to steal with it. Kim, when I write with the pen, niggas can still get it. Naysayers talking that shit, and they be still bitching. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. Life goes on, I remember that quote. As I dive off the cliff without a parachute rope. Shit, get out my dick and eat some breakfast before. And salo Balenciagas I done got from the stove. People personalities that get you rich in this society. Minutes, but we knew of money changing our reality. Laid up with two nice forms could retire me. Ironically, I beat the pussy, losing all these calories and never mind that. I'm just thinking out loud. They say that pressure bust pipes. Are you listening now? I'm trying to get him where I fit in. God showing me how.
Yeah. Talk to him. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. They feel the pressure till they fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. They feel the pressure till they fill up.
All my life I've been thinking about this plans to move to Japan and get a couple grand. Chickens didn't know me, now I'm banging with they friends. But I'm anti-social, say nothing to the locals. Wrong delivery and they'll probably just go postal. Lone wolf status, can't be banging with no sheep. Cause if shit goes down, I'll be up Schitt's Creek. Trying to stay up, why they sleeping on me? But karma comes around, man, I heard she back in town. Hope she is not looking cause I do not wear the crown. All I'm trying to do is stay blessed up. But people change character, trying to play dress up. And I don't have time, the rollie don't tick. And if I ever did, means my mama is rich. It's like selling dreams in a house full of bricks. Until the feds knocking, that nigga snitch. Gotta get away.
Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. They feel the pressure till they fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. Food for the soul, them gon' fill up. They feel the pressure till they fill up.
Hey, we are back here. This is
Let's Talk with Jackie
Baby on
Air Out
Radio. I'm Jackie Baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're
outside
North to the Rainy Baby in the building.
We here. And we have our friends here. Yes, yes. How are you? First of all, I want to congratulate y'all on the baby and the marriage.
Thank you, thank you. She trapped me.
As she should. Yes. As she should.
Yes. I didn't see this coming.
You asked
for it. What? I came here for an interview. I was a rapper. I was like, hey, I just wanted to do music. And you were like, no.
That was the best interview you ever had.
Right. That's right.
Look, husband.
Yeah, there you go. Set me up. That's the right interview. Right.
And what's your name?
Uh-huh.
And do you have any kids? Do you have any
relationships? Set me up. Set me up.
Hey, well, she picked a good one.
Got me. I got you. Now I got her.
Well, she's so adorable. Yes. She's so adorable.
A little hip hop baby.
Yes.
Any questions, baby? Not right now? Okay, let me know.
So, tell us what you got going on.
Right now, we got a single about to drop. It's actually a collaboration with one of my partners, Link 253's, the single called Grammy Nights. It's dropping in September, but it's like an official joint, you know, single we're going to put out there.
Right.
Other than that, a mixtape coming out in July, this month, the end of this month. The Philadelphia Experiment, you know.
Okay, is this your personal mixtape or
the group? It's mine, but you know, the group, they're going to be all over it. Okay. Yeah, but it's going to be mine. It's like a solo type of joint, yeah.
That's
dope. I like that. I like that music. When they come through, they come through heavy, too.
Like, we supposed to be like that right now, but you know, they... but we still around, you know.
Oh, no doubt. The thing you here is going to be here, right?
That's right.
You're going to be here before the end of the show.
Right. I was up here in the hood walking around. I was on the wrong side.
Oh.
Yeah, so I finally figured it out. You know, my face was down in the phone, and I'm just walking. I looked up like, oh, this ain't the right place. Yeah, we was in here cutting up. As usual, that's right. As usual,
play our shows.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm a friend and a fan.
Definitely. Up move, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate his love all the time.
So since you was walking around the hood, right? We was talking earlier, and we got this guy Bill coming. So Bill is a Trump supporter.
Oh man, he messed up already.
We can kill. We don't have like the soundboard. We can do the boo. But he wanted to come here and tell his side of the story. Right, Rainey. She knows. Yeah. So you know, we wanna broadcast the back and forth between Bill and the dynasties.
That sounds good.
I'm not going
to say
it's
fine. I'm just saying it makes for good radio.
Yeah. Podcast is always good radio.
So, you know, so for the last, you know, few minutes of the show, we'll have you talk to Bill. Bill's already on his way, so it's going to be great. He's on his way. He's going to be here. I talked to Bill. I called him on the way downstairs. Don't be concerned. Bill's a great guy. Very reliable, those Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So he just is on the show. He's a Trump supporter.
That we know of so far, but we'll get to know Bill more. I met Bill a while, so we'll get to know him more. You know, as you guys talk, you know, even if the squad is not here, we still got you there, and you can talk to them.
Right, and they should be here any minute. I'm about to text them now. Like, what's up?
So tell us more about, you know, who you are and how you started in music and everything. Let our new following on Air It Out Radio here know who you are.
Well, I'm Charles Lee Ray, CEO of Dynasties Entertainment. I started off a couple years ago just, you know, first I was watching New Jack City, and, you know, he said the Dynasties thing, and I just liked the way it sounds, so I ran with that. But I've been rapping since I was a kid. You know what I mean? I just do it for fun, for real. But then I met somebody, he had a studio, he said take it serious. And went from there. And then my whole team, you know, it's mostly my brothers. And then, you know, we got friends and associates, but it's mostly our family. And we just, you know, come together, put the music together, and start putting it out. And you know what I mean? And then, like, our shows, people love our shows, so that's what kind of gave us a little, you know, following or whatever. But from, like, you know, doing shows all around the city and putting out mixtapes and things of that nature, and working with some of the artists that's already out there, like Rocker, Otto Man, doing things. That's right, man. Look.
She's like, Halloween. Yeah, she knows what she knows. She's good.
So, yeah, you know, that helped a little. And, you know, we just kept it going.
You have clothing line. Yeah, clothing, videos. I heard strippers and dancers. Yeah, we still, yeah.
Have a party. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I told
them,
hey, just
so you know, yeah. I would have been on time if I ain't get lost. I got lost.
Yep. It'll be nice,
Max. Oh, I have a very exciting development. I need to go to the door. You guys keep having this conversation. I'm going to go get Bill.
Oh, Bill is here.
Bill is here. I am going to go get Bill.
Okay.
So you guys continue. Let's go, Reed.
So did you celebrate July 4th?
Well, I kind of got no choice.
Okay.
Because where I live at, I live by the art museum, so
okay.
They locked it down. They out there shooting fireworks. My kids is going crazy. So, yeah, I guess I did.
So you're supposed to not celebrate this year.
Right, yeah.
So what's going on? Do you agree with that?
I don't really celebrate any of them holidays. For real, it's just my kids, you know, they see the fireworks, they like it, but I always tell them, like, no, it's a bunch of bull crap, Declaration of Independence, we ain't ever getting no independence. So, you know, they know what it is. So we really, you know, we don't celebrate them type of things.
Okay. Well, we, and I say we, you know.
Excuse me, you mind if I cut you off for a second? What do you mean you don't celebrate the 4th of July? Are you kidding me?
I knew this was good.
What do you mean?
Well, we Puerto Ricans, we just, 4th of July means a celebrating.
That should mean you're celebrating your great president of the United States of America. United States bringing you here. What are you doing? Are you kidding me? We gave you Puerto Ricans. You had no water, no electricity. Donald J. Trump, the greatest president to ever live. He came to your island, and he gave you water, and he gave you electricity. And he left because he had something to do in Nebraska. You should be thanking him, and you should be outside celebrating every day and make America great again.
I don't think he could ever do it.
Are you kidding me? Excuse me. If I was talking to you, I would have said him. You understand me? Right now I'm talking to the Hispanic lady. Now I'll come over to you in a minute. You understand me? Now see, this is the problem with our country. Donald wants to make it great because everybody's speaking out of terms. They want to march. They want to be so unappreciative of the things we gave them. You know, did you check the weather in Africa today? It's a sad 146 degrees. And you are here in America. You got air conditioning. You got fans. You got food stamps. Yes. Well, this lady is deep. Well, we're going to have to thank the good old white American Jesus for some of that stuff, too.
No.
Lady, you're delusional. Your whole race is delusional. I'm going to talk to this guy over here for a second because that's what I've been tasked to do. They wanted me to come down here and talk to him. I told that fine dark fellow over there that I'd do it. So here I am. Hey, Bill. How you doing?
So you are a Trump supporter, huh?
I'm not just a Donald J. Trump supporter. I'm a Trump lover. I think that Trump is on the right path. I'm very happy to see the videos every day as I go on my Instagram, and I see people calling the cops on people breaking the laws that our great, sweet, white American baby Jesus put out for us.
See, I don't mess with Trump. Only Trump I mess with is Tom Trump.
I'm not familiar. Who's Tom Trump?
And the greatest Philadelphia rapper. Good.
Oh, he's a rapper.
A rapper, actor, I guess.
For Bill, compassion, we have decided to just
put
his take on
IGN. Well, I'm not scared. If you think I'm scared, honey, I'm not scared.
Bill said he ain't scared of nothing, huh?
I ain't scared. I came down here because I wanted to spread Donald's message. America will be great. Hey, listen here, fella. You tell me what that Obama did for you.
Obama ain't do nothing for me.
Exactly.
Hey, none of them.
You know what Donald Trump did for you?
Not a damn thing.
You're stopping all them immigrants from taking all the jobs. Yes. How did you get in this country?
Not
how did you come here? Uh-huh.
Citizen.
You can't say naturalized citizen because if you ain't...
Puerto Ricans are citizens.
Actually,
yes. Puerto Rico is a territory
of the United States.
Just because... Whoa, listen here. Selena, what's your name again? Jasmine?
Maggie.
I was close enough. Listen here. Just because you're a territory don't mean you're a citizen. You understand me? That's like the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Besides when they still elected Barack Obama. You know, that was my fault. You know, I'm like, what's going on with people?
Hey, but you know, Trump, he built the election.
Listen here, fella. Donald J. Trump didn't have to buy an election. He did not have to buy a thing. He did not have to buy a thing.
And then all
that man
has done is
stir the pot. Listen, the pot was stirred because Obama wants to put everybody on the same level. We weren't born on the same level.
Oh, yes.
We are human.
You people are quite less than human, if you ask me.
Again, for Bill's protection, we have decided not to put his
face
on internet.
You don't have to protect me from nobody. This is our country. The laws were written to protect us on this great American soil. Thank you to the white American baby Jesus.
That's actually the smartest thing you said. The laws were meant to protect you. But the vision of the United States was to be the land of the free.
That's right.
For everyone to come here, because you, Mr. White Person, are also an immigrant here.
First of all, let me tell you something. Genevieve, what's your name again? what they call you? I bet your last name is Lopez or something like that. It's like all your other cousins. Listen here, let me tell you something. This country was founded with freedom in mind for the white man, okay?
That I agree with.
If you're not white, you're not white. You understand me, young lady? Do you need me to say it in your language? We didn't steal. First of all, no, those red-faced Indians gave us everything. They just signed it over. So you don't go spread no lies about Christopher J. Columbus. Well, I disagree with you.
No one is an immigrant or illegal alien on stolen land.
That's right.
This is not your land for you to say cookie comments.
First of all, the great American white baby Jesus blessed us with this great land. And he blessed us with a great president whom I'm going to vote for another 4 years.
Wow.
I bet you're a convict. You can't even vote, can you?
I can't.
How many laws have you broken today?
Not one.
I better not. If I'm going to call the cops just for voting now. I will call the cops. What did you say to me, Jerome?
Convicts can vote, man.
What?
Yeah.
What in the blue blazes is going on? This country's going to hell in a handbasket. Let me tell you, I can't wait. I can't wait because the whites are going to rise up.
Now it was up to Trump.
It is up to Trump.
He's tearing his country up. And all them crackers know it.
Yous are tearing this country up. Yous with your rap music and your fluffy hairstyle with your curls and your weeds and your badonka donks.
Yeah, how about that?
They buy these as well.
And they try to get tan.
First of all, you can't include the great milky skin.
Both
to and so you tell me one good thing about your race.
About my race?
You tell me.
That we have humanity.
And what's that? And you tell me one good thing about your race.
Yeah, my race.
Yeah,
there you go. We got hip hop, and we was the first here on this planet.
I believe that was the great white American Jesus who was the first on this planet.
No,
so you guys just don't read books at all, is what you're telling me?
Jesus was definitely not the first man on earth.
The first great white American man on earth. Yes, he was.
And Jesus was a black man.
Wow. You know, with that note, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go make me a mayonnaise sandwich because you guys are ridiculous. Never. You make sure you buy God's books, new albums. Hey, Jasmine, you're speaking out of terms again. Make sure you guys go get God's books, new album. It's wonderful. Long live the Confederacy. And thank you, Donald J. Trump, for your great contributions to us.
Okay. So thank you for coming, Donald.
Well, I got to take a shower now because I feel filthy. We still love you, Bill. I wish I could say the same.
All right. So that's the break. We're going to get some music together from the dinner scene. And we're
going to
show out a little
bit. See what you got. Oh, why not? All right.
So,
stay tuned. Showtime. It's
the murder, the mayhem, the burners, the game plan. Shit, I saw it through the Ray-Bans. 215, my city like a wasteland. I remember I used to take Zans on my afters. Busy trying to trace last night. Shit spinning what I make fast. Blurred vision, no feeling, and it tastes bad. Get ready for my bullshit. Things hard, but I never forfeit. Out of this world, I'm in orbit. On a crash course, I destroy shit. See the time be with the sign be. We could do it like Jumanji, you know how I be. Play the corner like Nanamdi or Asante. You could find me in that very place that designed me. Don't ever wake the dead, you revived him. Calmly, put the ratchet to him before I rob him. Got him, money getting skinny like Gandhi. Lining, up single file for that homie. Body, Cali took five to the chest so I'm rowdy. Drove, grabbed a pair of them wings so he out. Low down, gritty and I'm grimy. Up top by the red joint where you motherfucking find me. Cause I'm a motherfucking zombie. Clear picture what you trying to be. Fuck around, put your ass on that IV.
Hey, hold up, man. Let me get my bag, dog.
How long can this face last? Before I need a face mask. Before I used to scrape smash. Everything in my way past.
Yep.
See the limit what I'm way past.
Yeah.
Head spinning like Maytag. Shit, I ain't had no break pass. Nicodemo, would you please help me break fast?
Look in the abyss and what you see is me. And I'm underwater scheming, dreaming, breathing. Cutting through the shark shit, dodging feces. I remember when I heard the preaching. Saying to my mama, I'm an evil demon. Talking to her like I wasn't evil.
Thank you, guys. childhood dynasties. We in the building.
And of course, baby, Rain.
Rain, your first, how's your first gig go? Good. You say good.
Yes,
all right, well, since your friends didn't make it,
that's on them. Shut up for them, though. They try to make it.
Shout out to B-Dollars, Blink, Times Play, Good Money Old 20, Jizzy G, Young Zach, MKO, Meek Raw, Innocent Visions.
It's so many to name, I don't think I'm going to keep going.
East, General, all the Tennessees, all the Super Threes, all the starving artists, all the Money Hungry, all the Hoodie Boys, Gator Boys. Y'all know who y'all is. Y'all supposed to be here. Shout out to y'all. Y'all need a week's here.
So any of them got anything going on that you're looking out for?
Yeah, like I was saying, my man Wayne, 53's record, he goes to part of 52, but he got a single that's dropping. He did that AC studio, but he's still there, you know, body.
Holding it all the way down for the Dinner Thieves.
I try. You know?
All 253 of them. Yeah. That's dope. Absolutely. 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 So drop your Instagram. Give us your passwords.
At Charles Lee Ray _ Dinner _ Thieves with a Z. Everything with a Z. And my last words is look out for the Dinner Thieves. You know, we got shows, more shows than things you're going to be doing. And that single Grammy night, it's going to be lit.
All right. And I'm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm your girl, Jackie Baby, signing out for 95 North and for Rainy Baby. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next Thursday on Air It Out Radio. Let's talk with Jackie Baby. Take care, everybody.